To do. The God who knows all. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. And we've got to believe that this morning, that even as we are singing to the Lord, he is singing over us. Amen. He takes great delight in you. You know, just imagine a father singing over his son, little son or daughter, you know, greatly delighting in that child. And this morning, receive that from the Lord. You know, we may have come here weary and hot or tired or whatever challenges, but God is rejoicing over you with his singing. Amen. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we just sang about heaven coming to earth. What a good, I mean, God is so gracious, isn't he? He didn't say earth come to heaven. That would have been possible. God in his great mercy brings heaven to earth because he wants to set us free. He wants us to enjoy the goodness of heaven. And there are situations, maybe you're saying it's hell on earth. This is not heaven on earth. God wants to turn that hell on earth into heaven on earth. Let his kingdom come and invade your life this morning. Many of us have got different things that we're saying, God, I need heaven to break into this situation. Yeah, we're going to sing this next song. You take hold of it, okay? Because it says every chain will break.
Yes.
How does it break? We call out on the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
You're here with the grace of the Savior, with the heart of the Father. You are all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit. You are all we need. At the mention of your name, every chain will. I know everything will change. Jesus, just the whisper of your name, the silence wind and waves at the mention of your name. Oh yeah, you're the provider. Jesus, you supply. Oh yeah, the wonder-working power. Everything you breathe on is coming back to life. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know. Thank you.
God asking me to share this verse from Isaiah 43 verse 2 onwards, which says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you. I felt like God saying that you might go through tough times. We all go through that. I feel someone is going through a tough time over here, and God is saying that whatever be the problem, remember I am with you there at that moment, and I will bring you out of it. So just believe in Lord. God is there with you. In whatever situation you are, God is there with you, taking care of that situation. We just have to have faith in Him. He will take care of everything.
I'm getting one verse, Psalms 5:11. It says, but let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. So what I'm getting is, if we trust in Lord, we'll be joyful. If we don't have joy, that means we don't trust Him. That's what the word says.
I just believe that God is putting His finger on relationships this morning. And as we sang the song that His name breaks chains, I just saw this picture of some of you thinking of your relationships or your connections to be chains. But God is saying actually those are not chains. Those are connections that you need. And in 1 John 2:9 onwards, it says, whoever says he's in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. That actually these connections that we have, because you've, and I'm not talking about situations of abuse or sinful relationships, but relationships that we have with one another. God is saying that these relationships are actually strength, this connection. Don't let it go. It's actually what's going to pull you out of that, those chains that are around you. But these are not the chains. Just because you've hit a rough patch, it doesn't mean these are the chains that are weighing you down.
King of all the kings. is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done. This is amazing grace. The King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. This is amazing grace. This is amazing.